It has been nearly 3 years since a Canadian company's oil pipeline burst and sent more than 840,000 gallons of tar sand oil into the Kalamazoo River and Tallmadge Creek. It's the worst freshwater oil spill in the nation's history. All this time later, and the cleanup is far from over. The environmental and ecosystem impacts of the spill remain under study. That same company, Enbridge, is now expanding its operations and pipeline system, 24 miles of which are going to run right through Washtenaw County. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Given the company's history of oil spills, including the major spill in the Kalamazoo River near Marshall, one has to wonder if the health of the Huron River is in more danger, with new pipeline construction getting underway in the watershed and old pipelines being overutilized. Our guest this morning is Laura Rubin, and Laura is the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. Laura, good morning, and welcome back to WEMU.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
Well, you obviously have a very personal connection to the Huron River, as do many in the community. What was your initial reaction to the Enbridge expansion through Washtenaw County?
It was bad news. It's very scary to think about an expansion of this pipeline, but especially with the kind of crude oil that we're talking about, the tar sands. That's very dangerous if we were to have a spill in our watershed. So it's of grave concern to us.
Now, there are already pipelines running through Washtenaw County. You didn't have the same concerns about those?
We did, and we continue to. There's a lot of pipelines. But again, when you're talking about expanded pipelines and you're talking about utilizing old pipelines that are 60 years old, that were built to transport refined oil, that's very different than using these pipelines to transport the tar sands oil.
So I guess we need to make that distinction. Can you delineate for us the difference between crude oil and tar sand oil?
Yes. Well, there's tar sands oil, which has not been treated and is very heavy, has a lot more heavy metals in it. And then there's the refined oil that has been treated and is a lighter oil. That's traditionally what we see when we think of the past oil spills of the Exxon Valdez and the BP in the Gulf, where the oil is on the surface and they put out the booms to contain it. The tar sands oil is so heavy and sticky that a lot of it sinks to the bottom of the creeks or the water and is very hard not only to capture and figure out where it is, but it's also really hard to extract. You can't just wipe it off. It's really sticky and gooey. And so it's much more dangerous in terms of to the environment and to public health if there's a spill.
Now, the new portion of the pipeline that's going to be built that will connect it to the 60-year-old pipeline owned by Wolverine, that meets or exceeds all current safety standards. Is that not of any comfort to you?
It's a little comfort to us. We'd like to see stronger standards for the transport of the tar sands oil. The pipelines that were built for transporting refined oil. And again, some of the regulations that would make us sleep better at night would be more shutoff valves and a greater alarm system. Some of the things is that happened in the Kalamazoo spill is that it allows for a greater amount to spill over if there's a rupture in the pipe. And if you had more of the emergency shutoffs, you wouldn't see as much. The alarm system also would cause an immediate shutoff. And so those are some of the regulations that have been discussed.
And not currently required.
Not currently required, no.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and my guest this morning is Laura Rubin. Laura is the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. Now, I want to get a little bit more specific. The pipeline in total is going to run 35 miles, again, 24 of which run through Washtenaw County. It's going to start in Stockbridge in Ingham County, and this is new pipeline that will run through to Freedom Junction in Freedom Township here in Washtenaw County. That's when it's going to hook up with the 29 miles of leased pipeline from Wolverine. From there, the oil will travel to a new metering facility in Van Buren Township, then get fed to the Marathon Oil Refinery in southwest Detroit. That is, by the way, the same facility that caught fire this past Saturday, forcing evacuation of nearby residents. Now, as I understand it, this is running through a big section of southeast Michigan. There is no recourse for any local authority concerned about this tar sand oil running through their community.
There isn't that I know of. I agree with you. It runs through a lot of the southern section of our watershed and even a little bit through the watershed below us, but, you know, very close through our Mill Creek, just south of Ford Lake and Belleville Lake. So it's a great concern to us. And there really is very little that we can do as citizens or local governments.
Because it's state regulated.
Because it's state regulated.
So What can a municipality or concerned organization such as yours do to impact the quality of the lines that are being run through the watershed?
You can call your legislators and have your voice heard at the state level, definitely. The EPA is still conducting oversight on the cleanup, and they can therefore then influence future regulations. So write EPA, write your legislators. I also think just the awareness in the local newspapers is great, and the local news, such as this show, but that people know that this is happening. I've definitely been getting more and more calls from residents who are seeing Enbridge trucks on the local roadways. And so the awareness of this and the concern.
Some of the testing that Enbridge is doing is somewhat disconcerting as well, where neighbors or community members are actually being taken from their homes or asked if they want to leave their homes while this testing is conducted.
Yes, they're conducting, they're testing the Wolverine line with high pressure water.
And this is the 60-year-old existing pipeline.
This is the 60-year-old pipeline to see if it has any leaks or will burst under high pressure. And so they are reimbursing people to leave their homes and spend a couple nights in a hotel.
These 60-year-old pipelines, they were not meant to have tar sand oil coursing through them, were they?
No, they were meant to have the refined oil. You know, up in Alberta, they have refineries, and they used to be refining. It's the volume of the tar sands oil that they're able to extract. And so for expediency, they're now pumping the tar sands oil through these pipelines to refineries in Detroit and Toledo.
Well, let's get a little more specific about the concerns and threats to the health and well-being of the Huron River and its tributaries. What have we learned from the Kalamazoo River spill to this point in terms of the kinds of damage that would be done?
I think fundamentally we're learning that we don't know a lot about tar sands oil spills. You know, we're almost 3 years out. Enbridge will have spent about $1 billion. I think right now it's about $820 million. Just this past winter, EPA came back in and found three big hotspots of this tar sands oil in three impoundments on the Kalamazoo River.
And that's because it's so heavy, it's sunk it's so far
so
down,
heavy.
It's just now beginning
it sinks,
to be detected.
Yes, it's exactly. It sinks. You know, we don't know where it is on the bottom. We don't know how it's transported, especially when we have dams on the river and impoundments. We don't know how often it gets out and over. You know, Talmadge Creek, which is where the creek where the original spill was, I mean, they had to dig that creek out completely and start all over again twice.
And I assume there was great loss of animal life, that habitat was lost, that the ecosystem, fragile as it may be, was damaged for decades to come.
I mean, the environmental impacts were devastating. You just start all over with the system there, which is very difficult. And then similarly on public health. I mean, there are literally houses that Enbridge brought out, people relocated, and a lot of public health concerns about some of the heavy metals.
So, as the executive director of the Huron River Watershed Council, what will you be looking for as this project moves forward?
We're looking for stronger regulations on the pipeline. We're looking for Enbridge to step up and take a leadership role on safety in this,
They'll tell you the situation.
Exactly. We are looking to our next door neighbors in Kalamazoo to see how this cleanup ends up, but also what's learned from it, what's taken from the EPA, what's taken from Enbridge. Enbridge responded in full force, and they have been a strong partner in the cleanup. But I want to see that translate into stricter regulations for the pipelines. I want to see their, you know, focused, forward looking on avoiding one of these pipeline spills.
Laura, thank you very much for your time. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, David, and thank you for picking up on this issue.
That is Laura Rubin. She is Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Issues of the Environment. It is a cooperative production between the News Department and the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. Issues of the Environment is a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition, and it's only on 89.1 WEMU.